Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Check out who's here. Miranda Cosgrove in studio.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I didn't realize that this was you singing this until yesterday.
Really?
I didn't. And my kid Hayden here watches you all the time.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Thank you. Hey, Hayden, how'd this all go down? Miranda, excuse me for 1 second. How'd this all go down? Because 2 days ago, I said to my son, hey, because he watches you all the time, man.
Oh, thanks.
So I say to him a couple of days ago, I'm like, you know, Miranda Cosgrove, iCarly, is going to be in studio, dude. Like around 7:30, you're coming in to check her out, right? You want to hang out? And he says to me, well, that's the same time as school, right? And I said, yeah, it's the same time as school. And he said, well, I can't be late for school, so I'm going to have to pass. And then all of a sudden, here he comes. In studio today. So what happened? Why? How'd you change your mind?
Because I didn't want to miss iCarly, and I rush her all the time.
You weighed your options.
That's what I was trying to tell you the other day, man.
Did he come get his flirt on?
Yeah, it was almost like, duh, Dad.
You want to say anything to her?
Your show's great.
Thank you.
He's got his dad's mad ad-libbing skills.
He's got game.
He does. Well, thanks for coming in studio. We sure appreciate it. This is exciting time for you right now.
Yeah, definitely. It's so cool. My album just came out like 2 days ago. So having a good time coming to all the different cities and being on the radio and meeting everyone.
Now, I was a little confused on the internet yesterday because you put like a 5-song dealy out a while ago, but they're calling this one your debut album. So what's the difference?
Well, I have like an iCarly playlist album, which was the first time I'd ever been in the studio recording songs. And they were mostly covers and then the theme song to the show. So now this time around, I got to like co-write a lot of the songs and it's more of like my real debut album.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does a 16-year-old write about?
Boys.
Like the heartache or like just the process of dating or what?
I guess it depends on the 16-year-old. For me, most of the songs aren't about heartache. Most of them are just kind of fun.
Okay. Have you gone through that heartache yet at 16 years old?
Not really. I guess I'm lucky. One of my friends have.
Yeah.
That's my best friend.
I'm just curious how you have time for boys with everything else going on in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I hang out with like all my friends from elementary school and all their friends. So it's kind of cool. I get to meet new people. Like I went with my friend to prom last year, which is really fun.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is it strange? Like I'm assuming that when you go to the set, there's a teacher there and that's how you're getting your education. Is there any part of you at all that like misses going to a school, getting on the bus, hanging with the cliques, dealing with all that kind of stress?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I went to school until fifth grade and then at first I was kind of excited about homeschooling, just like trying it out. But I definitely didn't want to miss out on like prom and, you know, just the high school years. It's really important. So like I was saying, I try to like balance it out like by going with my friends' places, making them like let me tag along. And just hanging out with my friends all the time helps a lot.
I can see you going to prom and going, I'm really not missing a whole heck of a lot.
It was kind of awkward. They played Whitney Houston sang, you know, that's I Will Always Love You song. That song came on and like everybody left the dance floor.
Oh, is that right? So did you make a mental note? Never cover this song. So how did you choose what to put on the album? All of them are original Miranda Cosgrove written songs?
A few of the songs I got to co-write, and then some of the other songs were songs that people sent me that I just really loved. But yeah, I did about 30 songs, then I had to narrow it down to the 12 that are on the album.
Is that a difficult process for you?
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah. I had all my friends help me. I made all my friends like come over to my house. And well, the whole process, they kind of were there with me for it. Like, they listened to all the songs at least 50 times, like every version of every song.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped me. So I had like a big pizza party at my house when I got the final like mastered CD.
It's a tough gig being your friend. Take my songs, take me to prom.
I know.
Feed me pizza.
And I don't drive yet, and they have to drive me everywhere too. So I'm not a good friend.
High maintenance friend, man.
I know.
When are you getting a driver's license?
I have to get it. I want it so bad. I want a convertible. That would be so cool. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get my permit, hopefully within the next few months.
What are the laws? I'm assuming you're living in LA.
Yeah.
So what are the laws as far as like getting a permit? Do your parents have to drive with you for a certain amount of hours?
Yeah, there are like some serious rules because my best friend just got her license, but apparently you have to be, she's 17, but I think you have to be over 21 in order to drive people around with you. That are
really?
18.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So my mom wouldn't even let me go like down the block to like go eat at a restaurant.
I bet.
She's like, no.
Let me tell you something your mom's not telling you is that she is so scared to get in a car with you.
She is.
That she told you that?
Yeah, she has.
Yeah.
She's definitely nervous about it.
Because she's always going to see you as a 7-year-old and she is terrified to get in that car.
Does your mom travel with you?
Yeah, she does. She's with me today, actually. And so does my teacher because I do schooling on set and stuff. So she comes to me when I travel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten an F
from your traveling teacher? F? Let's see. French. I'm not very good at French at all. I've been taking it for 3 years, and all I can say is Je m'appelle Miranda.
You turn 17 in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
though,
next
right?
Month.
Next month. All right. What are the big plans for 17?
I don't know. I haven't figured anything out yet. I kind of wanted to take like a road trip, but my mom would come too because I can't drive yet.
That puts the brakes on things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It definitely does. What, you know, I know that there are going to be a lot of 16-year-old girls that are listening right now, and we are in such a celebrity-starved world, especially right now, and they're looking at Miranda Cosgrove, and they're thinking, man, she's doing music, she's doing movies, which we'll get into, and TV. This perfect, glamorous life, right? What do they not know about being a 16-year-old celebrity?
I think the hardest thing is balancing school and being on set. That's definitely the worst thing. And yeah, getting up early in the morning, just because I'm not like a morning person.
Now, what's early? Because I'm assuming LA early is like 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's early. No, probably like 7 or 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm usually on set every day at like 7, so I have to get up pretty early, like 5 mm-hmm. or 6.
So tough to balance it all out.
Yeah, well, you guys know.
Yeah.
You guys probably have to get up really early.
Yeah, all of us in here, we're 19 years old, but we've been getting up since 3:30. Yeah. Look what's done.
No, it happens. Yeah.
It's Miranda Cosgrove in studio at the Burt Show this morning.
So now with your album out, you're a big music star, and you're about to be a movie star, too, I hear. Paramount is developing an iCarly movie. I just read that this morning, and then you're going to be starring in another one?
Yeah, there might be an iCarly movie, and then also there's this movie that I read the script a while ago for called How Could You Do This to Me? And it's really cool. It's kind of like the opposite of Parent Trap. It's this girl's parents are divorced, and she's used to like getting everything because she kind of tricks them mm-hmm. a lot. And then they end up getting back together, and she freaks out. So it's sort of the opposite.
It is the opposite.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How do you choose which movies you're going to do? Is that do you have final decision as a 16-year-old, or is there somebody telling you what you're going to be in?
Oh, well, my parents always read scripts, and so do I. But I don't know. I kind of go by just what I like. Like
she,
I love.
She makes her friends pick.
Yeah,
my friends read all the scripts.
That's right. Reads all the scripts to all her friends, front to back.
Read all of them.
which of all of this comes easiest to you? Is it acting? Is it the singing?
I think acting for sure. Just because like making iCarly, I feel so comfortable doing that. Like I've been doing it since I was 13, and I know the crew so well, and the entire cast were like family. So with music, I think that's why it's so much fun, because it's like new and exciting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm curious that if you were going to model your career after somebody, like mm-hmm. a woman, like who are you looking at to go, okay, that's who I want to be?
If I could come back as Gwen Stefani, I definitely.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Totally. That's cool.
But also, as far as actresses, I love like Meryl Streep, of course, and Anne Hathaway, Rachel mm-hmm. McAdams. Yeah.
And you got a movie coming out, I think, with Steve Carell also?
Yeah, I just did this animated movie.
That's cool.
It was fun. It's called Despicable Me, and Steve Carell's the lead voice. And it was my first time ever doing anything animated, so I didn't know, but they actually film you while you're doing everything, and then they use your little hand movements and expressions and
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first 3 days I went in, I was in my pajamas and like I looked horrible, and then I found out and I was like, oh my God.
Action.
That was Hayden. And my next question is relating to Hayden, because he likes acting
mm-hmm.
and he's been getting into it and starting to do some auditions for some TV commercials and stuff, right, Bert?
Cool.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he came right before we went to bed last night, though. He said he wasn't so much into the audition thing anymore for some reason.
Really?
I was going to ask Miranda what her advice would be for a youngin like Hayden's age or somebody coming up who's
I was joking.
You what?
I was joking.
He was acting, Dad.
Don't embarrass him in front of Miranda.
He fell for it.
I'm having a tough time.
You know,
transitioning between real Hayden and auditioning Hayden?
He's a good actor.
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, I'm just curious what your advice would be for the little ones who want to get into that business. And it's so hard to not only break in, but stay in.
It's kind of funny because when I was three, I was just in a restaurant and an agent asked my mom and dad if I wanted to join her agency. So I remember when I was little, I went on a lot of like auditions with other little kids and stuff. And it was funny because I tried out for something. It was like a Petco commercial and my dog came in and they loved my dog. They were like, not that. They were like, your dog is adorable. And they were like going crazy. It was funny. And my dog ended up getting to be in the commercial with me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
So she like got me my first like thing. But I think the best thing to do is like be in plays and stuff at school, too, because that really helped me. Because when I was really little, I was kind of shy. And I think that just kind of helped me, like, you know, get out of the box. It was fun.
What advice do you give to parents that have kids that want to be in this business?
It's definitely really hard. I mean, my mom's with me like 24/7. She really helps me through everything. So that's really great that I have her. But I think, yeah, just, you know, be there for your kid and definitely, you know, try to help them follow their dreams.
My problem is I listen to him too much. He says he doesn't want to be in here. So I'm like, okay, then come on in. And he comes in. Says he doesn't want to audition last night. So I'm like, cool, if that's not what you're into.
Changed his mind this morning.
And now today he wants to audition. So
he's playing a role, the role of a lifetime with you. He's, he's creating opposite Hayden. He's like, I'm going to make my dad insane.
He's winning an Academy Award.
It's working. Good morning, Faylene. You're on with Miranda Cosgrove.
Hi.
Hey, Bertha. Hey, Miranda.
How are you?
Good. I just want to let you know, thank you for being such a great role model. My daughter is 5, and, well, the only other thing is that she stays up late to watch iCarly, but she loves you guys.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Just the role model thing has got to be something you take very, very seriously, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when I started making the show, I was 13, and I never really, like, even thought about it. I was just so happy to, like, have a show, and I remember the first time, like, you know, parents, like, came up to me with their kids and were excited about it and everything, and I was like, wow, like, I'm kind of a role model. Like, that's really cool.
Are you starting to feel the crush of, like, the paparazzi yet? Like, when you go out in public, are you looking over your shoulder just a little bit more now than you were last year?
Maybe a little, yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on where I go, but if I go pretty much anywhere in, like, Hollywood. It's funny, though, because my best friend is, like, a total, like, fashion. Like, she loves fashion. She always looks amazing. So she likes it. Like, when we go out, she has, like, her outfit. Like, I'm the one that has to wear.
Well, let's talk about the new album here, because I know in the beginning we started talking about it, but you're very excited about it. And it's out now?
Yeah, it just came out.
Okay. And the single on it is?
It's called Kissing You, and then the album's called Sparks Fly.
Okay.
But, yeah, the single I got to co-write, and I wrote about this guy that I really like, and then I hadn't told him about it, and then he kind of figured it out, and because I was kind of nervous that he'd think it was sort of strange, even though I played him like most of the songs on my album, I just didn't tell him it was about him.
Right.
But yeah, so he was actually really happy about it, so it's all good.
All right.
Are you guys still hanging out, or did he run for his life?
No, we're still hanging out, actually.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
cool.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
Because that's going to go in one of two directions.
Is it going to be weird kissing him, listening to your song?
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever do
that. Okay.
Here is Dina. Dina, good morning. You are on with Miranda Cosgrove. Hi, Carly.
Good morning, Bert Show. Hey, Miranda.
Hi, morning.
I was just calling to say I'm probably the only adult who loves iCarly, but I do. I really like that show.
It's so cool. Thanks, and Jerry. Always gets excited.
Ever since School of Rock is summer, because you like rock that role. You like took over the whole thing. I love that movie. I just wanted to say you're awesome.
That's really sweet. Thank you so much.
You are not the only adult. Like, when we started talking in studio here that you were coming in, I think it was Wendy that started rattling off a whole bunch of Nickelodeon and Disney shows that she watches as a to adult.
Yeah, I'm 24. No, I'm 24 years old, and I love watching the shows. No, I think they have great storylines, and I think they're great for kids and great for adults. I'm not embarrassed to say I watch iCarly at all.
I've seen every episode of SpongeBob. Really? So,
SpongeBob rocks.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, don't come up.
Thanks
really
a ton
nice
for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
it
for having me. I had so much fun.
Good luck with everything. Yeah. You seem just so together. I wish really good things for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hayden, you want to say anything closing here to Miranda?
Bye.
Bye.
The Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.